Security researchers say Australians who sell second-hand memory cards online are at serious risk of identity fraud. Academics at Edith Cowan University in Perth bought memory cards through the online auction site eBay Australia and examined their content. In the sample of cards, researchers found pornography, tax documents, and photographs. One had even been used at a federal government department and contained the personal information of employees. From Perth, Caitlin Gribben.
If you own a tablet computer, mobile phone or camera, chances are they contain a memory card. When upgrading to a newer device, many choose to sell the card online through auction sites. Security researcher Patrick Shevchik was worried that sellers might be inadvertently passing on personal information to the buyer. Turns out he was right.
We found a vast array of different confidential documents, from resumes. We found government documents. In some instances, there was data on there which we felt uncomfortable with, and we had to hand over to the police. That I can't speak of. The police are currently pursuing that.
The Edith Cowan University research team examined 140 memory cards this year. They purchased the cards from eBay Australia and they were sourced from all around the country. Mr. Shevchik says some memory cards contained sensitive information. One appeared to have been used in a federal government department.
Proposals, PowerPoint presentations, files containing employees' names, email addresses, occupations. In the past, we've also found spreadsheets containing employee data and income levels. And in one instance, last year, for instance, we found a document which actually did encompass the word confidential across all the pages. So, again, I can't speak about that specifically, but obviously that was a very confidential and important document.
But they were from an Australian government department, were they?
An Australian government department, yes. Presumably, the person would have been using their own tablet PC or smartphone to access those resources within their organisation. They would have then taken their device home and all those important documents would have been walking around with them, and they go to dispose of that memory card and they don't realise that they've actually been selling their own company's documents on it.
Other memory cards contained personal information such as tax and licence details. Fraud expert Rob Livingstone says selling second-hand memory cards is risky.
When it comes to using these, that are extremely easy to use and very pervasive, security is not really top of people's mind, unfortunately.
So if security is not top of mind, does that leave people open to identity fraud?
Oh, absolutely. At the extreme end, individual identity theft is a really big deal and it should not be taken lightly. I guess if someone is randomly going to select identity theft and you happen to be the target, then that's something that is going to be quite unfortunate for the individual. But everyone should be taking steps to minimise their exposure to that.
The researchers hope online auction sites will educate their customers about the procedures required to wipe data permanently. Mr. Livingstone says the research should concern governments and businesses.
I think it goes more to the heart of how an organisation manages its information security practices. I think certainly from what I'm seeing in organisations that have what's called a BYOD or bring your own device policy, enforcing that is actually very, very difficult. So, rather than having to supply laptops or iPads, people bring their own device and they just access your systems and technologies using that device. And if you've got information sitting on that, it's really not very hard to just slip the card out or have the cards on sold or whatever, and it's got all this very, very useful information on it. It's all kinds of information that can be of use to others.
And if all else fails, Patrick Shevchik says there's an easy way to permanently delete data.
Our biggest recommendation would be just to smash up the memory card. So, just smash it up with a hammer and don't worry about trying to make a few dollars from it.
Security researcher Patrick Shevchik, ending Caitlin Gribben's report.